From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. A government link to a Kenyan terrorist. Authorities in Kenya have identified one of the al-Shabaab gunmen who massacred 148 people at a university as the son of a Kenyan government official. Interior Ministry spokesman said today that Abdi Rahim Abdullahi was among four suicide attackers killed during Thursday's massacre at Garissa University College. The spokesman said the government official had earlier reported his son missing. Meanwhile, Kenyans dedicated Easter Sunday services to the victims of Thursday's massacre. Ceremonies were held amid tight security across the country. Houthi rebels in Yemen continue to gain ground in the southern city of Aden today, despite a Saudi-led airstrike campaign. The French news agency reports the rebels have taken the provincial government headquarters, including the governor's office, in Aden's Muwala district. Russia and the Red Cross are calling on Saudi Arabia to pause its military campaign against Houthi rebels in Yemen to allow for safe deliveries of civilian aid and the evacuation of foreigners. Dina Kuwar is Jordan's ambassador to the UN and holds the current Security Council presidency.
The Council members also reiterated their concern over the grave humanitarian situation that Yemen has been facing for a while. The Russian delegation circulated a draft resolution to the Council members regarding humanitarian pauses in Yemen and expressed concerns over the humanitarian situation in Yemen since a long time.
Kuwar said Council members hope to reach a decision on a Russian-backed resolution by Monday on allowing humanitarian aid to flow into Yemen. Visit our website, voanews.com. You are tuned now to VOA News in Washington. A monitoring group says Islamic militants are in control of most of a large Palestinian refugee camp on the outskirts of the capital, Damascus. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Saturday that fighters from the Islamic State and al-Nusra Front, al-Qaeda's branch in Syria, gained control of about 90% of the Yarmouk refugee camp. Two groups fought together against other rebels, including a militia of Syrians and Palestinians who opposed the Syrian government. In addition to the ground clashes, UN officials said Syrian forces were shelling the camp. Violence during the past week has trapped all current residents, about 18,000 civilians, including many children, inside the camp. The United States on Saturday condemned the attacks on Yarmouk and said the actions of the Islamic State group and its allies are a severe risk to civilians. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, speaking Saturday on Iranian state-run television, said Tehran would be able to return to its current level of nuclear activity if the West withdraws from the nuclear deal that is scheduled to be finalized in June. Mr. Zarif also said Iran told U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry during negotiations in Switzerland last week to stop using the words lift and suspend when referring to the termination of sanctions against Iran once it adheres to the deal. He said the words were confusing, and the deal now says all sanctions must be terminated. Here in the U.S., President Obama noted that international inspectors will have access to Iran's nuclear program because Iran will face more inspections than any other country.
If Iran cheats, the world will know it. If we see something suspicious, we will inspect it. So this deal is not based on trust. It is based on unprecedented verification.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Iran will abide by its commitments under the deal. A helicopter crashed outside the Malaysian capital late Saturday, killing all six people on board, including a lawmaker who was a former ambassador to the United States. Witnesses said the helicopter exploded in midair before it crashed to the ground outside Kuala Lumpur as it was returning from northern Kowloon town. Former Cuban President Fidel Castro has made his first public appearance in over a year, according to official media. Four photographs published online show the 88-year-old Castro seated inside a vehicle, shaking hands through the window with what appear to be Venezuelan supporters. Only the side of his face was visible, hidden under a baseball cap and his trademark beard. Christians around the world today celebrate Easter, the holiday that marks what Christians believe is the triumphant resurrection of Jesus 3 days after his crucifixion. Pope Francis is marking the holy day with a Roman Catholic Mass in St. Peter's Square. Thousands of Christians gathered in Jerusalem Saturday near the Church of the Holy Sepulchre on the site where many Christians believe Jesus was crucified. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.